I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Tim or Mallory, please?
This is him.
Hey, Tim, this is Ben DiNucci. I live on the other side of the block from you in your neighborhood. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's, you know, we're just getting ready for a busy weekend. You know how it is.
Yeah, us too, believe me.
So, anyways, I was calling because I noticed that you and your wife, Mallory, is that right, by the way, Mallory?
Yeah, that's right.
So I noticed you guys aren't in the Facebook group for the neighborhood. So I didn't know if anybody had run down how we're all doing Halloween this year or not.
No, actually, I was actually just asking around about that because, you know, I don't know if people were still doing it or not.
Okay, so let me fill you in on how it's going down this year. So with the whole COVID thing and everybody freaking out about germs, a bunch of us decided the smart thing to do would be to make it so the kids don't have to go door to door, touching all the doorbells, getting face to face with 50 people. So instead, we're just going to centralize all of the candy for the kids in one spot.
Okay.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is I'm asking all the neighborhood parents to take whatever candy they were planning on giving out this year and drop it off at my house on Friday or Saturday. And then when trick-or-treating starts, just send your kids over to my house and all the candy from everybody will be over here. That way, like I said, they're not going house to house, door to door.
Oh, okay. So all the kids are going to just one house then?
Correct. My house.
Okay, so nobody else is going to be giving away any candy or anything?
Well, everybody will be giving stuff away, but it will all be stashed here at my house. Then on Saturday, the kids make one trip, one stop, they get the candy, bada boom, there's your Halloween.
Okay, so, like, I'm assuming, like, we're all setting up, like, little tables in front of your house or something?
No. I'll have all the candy at my house. The kids will come up, and they'll get the candy from me.
Okay, I guess I don't understand, though. Isn't that kind of, like, quick? I mean, they get their costumes on, they go to one house only, and then call it a night. But how much candy is each kid going to get? I mean, it seems pretty uneventful, you know what I mean?
Well, that depends on how much candy everybody brings over. But, you know, it'll be the normal amount, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, but don't you think this idea is actually worse? Because instead of the kids being all spread out, they're all bottlenecking up to your house and making a huge crowd there.
Well, not really. Like, I sprayed my lawn the other day, and my wife and I have pretty much read up on all the safety stuff on the internet, so it should be fine. So listen, if you want your kids to participate, you have until Saturday morning to drop off all your candy at my house. I'm actually going to leave my garage open, and there's going to be a big box inside for you to use.
All right. I mean, I'm sorry to keep asking these questions, but that's like another thing. Like, what if all the candy is, you know, like, what if there's leftover candy? Then what do you do?
I mean, you know, then I guess I'll just save it for next time.
Like, next time isn't what? Like, next year? You're gonna have the candy sitting there for a year? And what, those things go bad in, like, 3 weeks.
Okay, look, man, the neighborhood came up with a plan. A foolproof plan. We're just trying to keep the kids safe. Now, if you don't want to follow the plan and you want to go off on your own, that's fine. But don't expect your kids to be getting any candy from me on Saturday.
Okay, well, that's a pretty crappy attitude to take. I mean, considering we're the ones buying all the candy and just giving it to you. And that's another thing. Why is it that you get all the credit for giving the kids candy? I mean, after this is over, all the kids are going to think we're all cheapos, but you guys are the nicest people in the neighborhood because you gave away all the candy. I don't really like this idea. You guys get all the credit for Halloween while the rest of us are sitting around looking like jerks.
I mean, can I be honest? You kind of sound like a jerk right now.
You don't even know me.
No, but I can tell you're kind of a jerk. Like, I bet you guys give out crappy candy anyways. What do you guys give out? Black licorice? Toothbrushes? Pennies? I bet you guys give out pennies, don't you?
First of all, we give out good candy. Second, I'll have you know that we decorate our entire yard for Halloween. We have a pretend graveyard. We have ghosts in the trees. We have a huge spider web at our front door. We got all these lights that flash, dancing ghosts, all this, all over the house. We do it big. So don't come at me with this whole "we're better than you" attitude.
Dude, listen. I've seen your house. The ghosts in your trees look like a little kid made them.
My kid did make them, asshole. You know what? You do your whole neighborhood Halloween plan. We're going to give out candy at my house as usual, and we'll see who gets more visitors this weekend.
Well, you know, now see, I wouldn't do that. It's not a good idea to go against the neighborhood association. You know, you start doing that, and before you know it, you start getting prank phone calls in the middle of the day, kind of like the one that you're on right now.
What?
Tim, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. We're phone scamming you right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sorry. You know your neighbor, Jeff? You know your neighbor, Jeff?
Oh, dude, what?
Yeah, he's the one who asked us to do it, so feel free to egg his house this weekend or something.
Oh, you know what? After this, I just might do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.